And press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You just want to mug me off?
If you push play, you don't make my usual hero.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Still driving to get my cocks up.
1, 2, 3.
I'll eat your ass.
Bit of a mug off, bit of a mug off.
This is the mug off, baby.
Somebody ring the dinkster.
The fuck is that guy?
That's Bill Pullman. That's famous actor Bill Pullman.
Sorry, I should have known that.
Valet to a great man.
Yeah. Was that an ad or a movie or something?
I have no idea. Look at the channel I found it on. Look at the channel.
Down Chunder?
Oh no.
Struth Kev.
Struth Kev.
All right. You're one of the 414 subscribers. Welcome back to the Mug Off, baby. This is another red hot ep, and we've started fucking straight out the gates with some fucking ringing the dingster. Is that it?
I think dingster? So, yeah. I'm barely here, dude.
It's great to have another episode I'm going to carry.
Wait, what are you doing here, Jerry?
Huh? I'm just getting ready for some stuff.
Well, can you do that before we turn the mic?
No, it's all right. I've got under control.
Another red hot episode. Yep. I'm excited about this one. We've got another Queenslander in. You know, you boys know I shine.
Yeah, you do.
I shine when there's another Queenslander in the room. He's red hot. He's an old mate of mine, Jacob Lingard.
Fellas.
Thanks for coming on, mate. Welcome.
What a pleasure. What a pleasure to be here.
Unfortunately, because you guys won Origin, me and Yaz talk, we've conceded. We've decided to play the Queensland National Anthem for you at the start of the show.
Have we got Where Else But Queensland?
Man, I was at the Live doing some carrying on the other night. Because I was the only cunt there going for Queensland, the only true hero.
I thought you would have got your clock cleaned for sure by someone.
You can't. Were you going to bash a bloke for winning? Get the fuck out of here. You can't do it. But I was carrying on. The whole pub's silent. They're just a... as they score, they'd be just fucking slamming the table. One of the listeners up the back... Yeah. I won't name him. I'll tell you who it was later, but he goes, fuck you, Duggan, I'm unsubscribing from the Patreon.
Aww.
So I just got to turn around to the rest of the pub and go, listen to the mug off.
Yeah, great. You just have to explain what a podcast is to every 90-year-old drunk cunt in there and then...
Come on, mate. It's Origin. All the 90-year-olds are in the pokey room.
I forgot the shit was on. I thought we would didn't have it because, everything else was going on. This Melbourne Cup... elections, pandemic. I was like, I totally forgot. I had bets on everything else throughout the week. I gambled on the election. I put some horse spot. I put some money on those fucking horses. I won.
Really?
I totally forgot that I grew up on a thoroughbred stud, so I forgot I just forgot how awful it is. And then I saw all the Nup to the Cup posts afterwards, and I was like, look, that's correct, but I got $60 riding on this fucking thing.
How much did you win?
Like 120 something. I don't know.
Double the money.
Yeah, it's just it was good odds for a placing. And I was like, oh, you know what? That felt morally wrong putting the money on, but then I won and I was like, well, that feels pretty good.
Yeah.
You should donate it.
Yeah. But then in the news that night, they were like, oh, a jockey has beaten the record for how many times he can beat a horse. He's getting funny. And it was my horse. I was like, no.
That's what you had the bet on?
he can
hit it 100 times.
Yeah. A little extra fuel in the tank in that one, huh?
Yeah. I didn't know that's what horse racing was about, just how many times you whack the thing.
Yeah. Whose job is it to count that?
Also, it came second, too. Hit it fucking...
Yeah.
No.
Well, a couple extra. Also, $120 to send a horse to the glue factory. That's not bad.
Yeah. I've been putting cash on everything this week because I got no job, I got nothing else to do, so I'm just like, I slammed some money down on Biden and just ruined my day with that.
I love trying to win rent when you haven't got a job and you're just trying. I think I can gamble my way to rent.
I did this week. I felt good.
Failing upwards.
That's funny because friend of the show Tom Cashman bet. This is so funny. I was talking to him. And he goes, yeah, you know a bit about investing, don't you? And I was like, yeah. And before I even got into anything, he goes, yeah, so I've put $1,000 on Biden. And I was like, well, that's not really an investment, Tom. That's more of a bet. I don't know why you're asking me about investing.
What was he paying, though?
Like, fuck all. It was like $1.45 or whatever. And I was like, the outlay for that is not worth the bet.
Dude, I got him at $1.50. And then, like, during the day, it went up to, like, $4.50. And I was like, go on, Hail Mary it. But I don't believe in this cunt either. I'm just... I was like, what's going to happen? Throw another 20 on. I just started betting on states as well. Like,
he was, like, $2.80 for, like, most of... Like,
it's just got to be the most boring way to bet money on an election.
I tell you what, not so much, because I was watching the line, and it moved, like, fucking crazy.
Yeah, you get into it.
Yeah, but that's only because you don't understand sports.
No, I don't. But I understand odds.
Dude, I fucked my whole day up. Like, just like I started betting on states, and then states were swinging. I bet on Georgia to go red. They haven't gone blue since 1992. Oof. It's a rhyme and everything. And then they just swung over. I'm like, fuck. I bet on North Carolina to go Democrats because their tradition. They go red. I'm like, oh, fuck. I got to go Arizona. I'm just putting like.
Really taking a buff on this election, huh?
Jesus.
I bet on Kim Jong-un to win the election. And I was right, baby.
Oh, who's taking that action?
4 more years. 400 more years.
Oh, Don's gone, huh?
I don't know. Yeah, it looks like it. Well, sports bet are paying out.
Sports bet paid out already on Biden. Yeah. So
fuck yeah.
Cashman would be.
He's loving it. Cash man. He showed me the receipt, yeah.
What was it?
You could work it out.
It's like $450.
Yeah, $450, yeah.
It does feel good. Like, I can't understand Bitcoin for the life of me, but I can, like, and I read it too. I'm like, I'm trying so hard.
Someone want to explain blockchain to this idiot?
Yeah. One of my mates.
Where's the horse?
The famous Mitch McCutcheon. He once, when they were doing the... It was years ago. I was still living in Brisbane, but he bet on someone being elected and passing gay marriage. Mm. I remember him putting up a Facebook status saying, I've put $10 on them legalizing gay marriage. Calm the gays. I think about that probably once a month, and it still makes me laugh real hard. Calm the gays.
There's a cunt living it, mate.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Mitch.
Yeah. He's on the... If you haven't seen his stand-up act, it's the hardest I've laughed in 10 years, I reckon.
I know we talk about this all the time, but like, you called me and Duggan immediately.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I had to sit down.
Is it current Mitch or back when Mitch was doing the character?
Yeah, current,
can't ditch the Mitch. Love it. Beautiful
stuff. Have you seen the famous rice bit?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. He's out there swinging.
Yeah. Yeah, he's gone for the fences. I love it.
Fucking, I love a good swing.
I'd love to say shout outs to Mitch McCutcheon, but he is not listening.
Is he not listening to this?
Nah, only one of my oldest friends.
He's not listening to this?
Nah, certainly not.
Nah. He's probably too busy working hard at Flight Center.
Sure.
This close to being the captain, dude.
Just my mind.
That, just got to fit a hat big enough for that fucking
my
head.
My mind just had to run so many algorithms there to not say anything. So he's working at the place.
Man, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh,
you've a long time listener, yep. I've heard.
I've got a couple of episodes in this week. Yep.
Ramming for the test.
Love what you're doing. No, I like the artwork. That's where I come in. I don't listen to podcasts too much, but
I do the artwork.
You guys are on the.
You like that?
Yeah.
No, I do that every week. Son of a bitch.
I know. It's a clever ruse.
Oh yeah.
That shit is. You know, you've like tapped into the zeitgeist hard in terms of like no one wants to share a podcast, but if you draw their face, they eat it. They fucking love it, dude. Yeah. I know this. I've been doing graphic design. People, that's all you got to do. You can charge them whatever you want, as long as they look like a little cartoon.
Oh, mate, you're going to love this week. We've drawn you as a slug.
Hey, sexy slug. <don't you? laughs>
With a little bow tie and everything.
I was doing that for a while, like, because, it's just easy money. Because people are fiending to be cartoon characters right now. And
Whatever. There's apps. You can just do it for free.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know, not to diminish it, but like, yeah, it's pretty simple stuff.
Yeah.
But people are mad for it, but only if they look okay. Like, I did one for a fat dude, and he was like...
So you've taken the business model of someone on a boardwalk drawing you in a buggy, and you're like, I can do this online.
Well, I was just like...
You don't even have to be outside to do it.
I do my fan art for my own podcast every week.
Like, you trace them. They give you the image, and you trace them.
Yeah, that's what I do.
But some people don't want the honesty, you know. They can't handle their own figure in a bold outline.
Yeah, they're the same cunts who hand you their license and go, look at this photo. This is fucking awful. It's like, cunt, that is exactly, if anything, you look better.
What am I looking at here?
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah. Which bit's bad?
The nose, I'd say.
Yeah, all of it.
Yeah. So I was just checking my nose, Jacob. I understand you're fat and you have a heart condition.
Ah, someone's been doing their research. Yeah, baby.
Never gone so deep before.
We're a real gotcha cast.
Yeah. Got him right in, got him right in the robot heart.
Yeah, so what's the story with that?
Which one, the fat one?
Oh, you start there.
You've
backwards.
Lost a significant amount of weight.
Yeah, but I yo-yo. I lost like 42 total, but then it's
kilos.
Just like, yeah, but then I just keep skipping back and forth on the line.
Whoa!
Yeah. It's a wild ride, man. My girlfriend cannot. Some months she's off. You know what I mean? Like Jakey's on a bread roll, and. That little duck's unfuckable. Then, you know, I don't know. It's fucked up. I go like, I don't know what's wrong with me, man. It's just been my whole personality is someone will fuck you either side. That's what I've learned.
Either side.
Yeah.
That's true.
Of what, 100?
Yeah, no matter like what you look like, someone will throw one at you.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. If you're funny enough.
Well, I mean that, or if you're just big enough, like there's a message board out there, just get busy, okay?
Dear Lord.
Fetish country, you're a fucking king.
Oh, yeah, there's a couple of feeders out there that want
to
run,
bro,
too.
Bro, that's what, yeah, I got to set that up, that feeder account.
Yeah, Yaz's like, going to do OnlyFans where people feed him.
Just shirtless, so just eating
you
fucking
You are fucking cub. Thin, man. Like, I put my head on your shoulder and it was all bone.
Yeah, it's today. Like, it's, Jerry was crying in my arms. Yeah. I went for a schvitz.
Get emotional.
Yeah, man, it's fucked.
Like, yeah,
I think I've got a tapeworm or something. I can't let it die.
Yeah.
I cannot let it die.
My great metabolism is just a worm.
Well, I'm watching friends of mine go down like nothing else, and it's like I'm like Keith Richards just still rocking and rolling, baby.
Yeah, fuck. Skinny abs.
Yeah.
Dude, it's
the only man
unheard
to get
of.
Abs from bongs and burgers.
Yeah. You eat like fucking shit.
Garbage, dude.
that's the way. But then like diabetes gets you.
Yeah, he's pre-diabetic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that what you think?
So you told me.
Pre-diabetic, what does that mean?
Your piss smells like birthday cake.
It means you haven't got it yet.
Yeah. You said you're pre-hep C and pre-diabetic. I
mean, that was in confidence, the hep C stuff.
No, I haven't got hep C. Yeah, you're pre-hep C.
Mm-hmm. I'm post-hep C.
I mean, everyone's pre-hep C until you get it.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
It's just a classic doctor scare. Stop eating burgers, cunt. You're pre-this. I'm like, yeah, well, you're pre-boring the shit out of me. Yeah. So fucking pre-draw me a... Goodbye.
Oh, nice.
Found out the other day that like dudes back in like the 70s went like just when they'd like not everyone's getting AIDS but no one knew what it was. There's a bunch of like disco dudes who just
that's a great name.
Disco dudes.
Yeah, because
you're talking about bug chasers. I'm well across.
Literally like disco musicians. A whole bunch of them had like full blown AIDS, but they got diagnosed with food poisoning.
I mean, in a way, it kind of was.
I told that to Bridget, and she was like, yeah, they ate some bad cock. I was like,
good Lord.
I think it was a ramen.
Yeah, you want to check that broth.
Mm. Speaking of body conditions, Jerry, you've blown your own back out.
Yes,
you?
Cameron, thank you for bringing that up.
Self-suck injury, wasn't it?
Well, it was a lower back, yeah, so yes.
Which stop, revive, survive spot in the Pacific Highway where you're fooling around in. Good, there's no teeth tonight.
You have to know 40k's till Newcastle, all right?
Yeah, I thought it might be.
That one, the one that there's a truck uphill.
You said you didn't do that gig in Terrigal.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't have to. I made it halfway, made my money, and went home. Yeah, fucking blown it out. So I've been Yaz was already elaborated on that, but the I've been lying in bed. Yeah, I was rolling around with a Frenchman. I triangle choked him, and then he stacked me, and my back went out. But he did tap, so it was all right. I got him.
You guys have such funny names for what you do in the bedroom.
Wait, he tapped, and you took a week off work. Fucking grow up, cunt. Get a different hobby, you fucking moron.
I'll never quit.
You're a weakling.
I'll die on the mat, you know.
Yeah, you might. Yeah.
You're gonna die from starvation because you can't go to work, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, well, you know, fucking, it's rough. It's like a lower
Steve,
back injury.
Steve, if you're listening, Jerry's former boss, yeah. Now's the time to get him. Man.
Yeah, if you were going to strike, you had a one-week window.
There's a chink in the armor.
Yeah.
Can we say that anymore?
I think it's context.
That is absolutely not what I meant.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spring that on you.
I've got to put that in there in case someone...
No.
Cuts this out as a sound bite.
Don't worry, dude. We'll just blurp it, and then people will think you were what you meant. And they're like, "Oh no, he said the bad one." What have we changed that to, though? Have we changed that to anything?
Damaged
armor.
damage. Oh my god! Yeah, great ring to
you
that.
Had a great one. You were saying minion armor, right?
No, that was again. That was more of a Hep C conversation than we were having. Yeah. He's telling me there's a lot of interesting minion theories out there, and a lot of good minion memes for anyone playing at home.
Oh, you know, do you ever think you were going to go down on a sinking ship talking about minions, Jacob?
I love Chinese people. I've been learning Chinese.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Give us a bit.
I'll hit you. You ready? Give me a second.
Here we go.
My friend told me it's vital that you do the accent.
Okay.
For pronunciation.
Yeah, it's really hard. But it's Nijedawa, Hongchung, Dawa, Shichishaoshi, Tongsinia.
And then what happens after that is like all those buzzers, like, zhung, zhung, you know, if you're under one, get the fuck out of here, Wilo. Oh, I love that show.
I fucking love it. Oh, that's the one where they go dating and they just walk
the guy walks out. Man, I saw one guy came out and they were like,
can we get that up?
Man, we could see like some of the worst ones.
Yeah, it's
can
not really
feel
good.
Feel it.
Just que paso? The guy just comes
it's
out.
It's such a great show.
Man, you know what I like is you can't tell what those women want. It's like the best part about it.
Apparently they live like good famous lives while they're on the show. Yeah. They're like in like the women. Luxury accommodation. A lot of them like don't want to leave the show because that's good living.
Mm. Go back
yeah,
to
why would you not want to be a star?
Like yeah, just you're hot, you're on a panel.
But you tap out of the show to go home with some lonely cunt?
Every dude's a fuck up on there.
Yeah, man. A lot of schlubs coming through those.
Yeah, I took home one of these unfuckables and I think I realized why he was on the show.
Yeah, it's like, once they get to that third part of their like video, of like their introduction video or whatever, it's like...
It's always the friends do.
The friends
do
oh, man, so
the,
dirty.
The friends
man.
Fucking really sink this shit.
They can't lie.
Yeah.
Like, he's a bag of shit.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, I can't believe you guys accepted him on the show.
He's irredeemable.
His last part.
This guy owes me $70.
He'll make you pay. Yeah. There's no way he won't.
Oh, fuck.
But then, they sent him on like a cruise or something, right?
I don't know. I've only ever seen the highlights where they...
They get the same package as the Who Dares Wins winners?
I think it's pretty similar.
$50 and a chance to meet Mike Whitney.
Yeah.
For the most watched show in the world.
Two hands behind. Do I have a meat pie in this hand? If you got it, you get the meat pie. Otherwise, you go into a Chinese interim labor camp. So you better choose correctly, mister.
Fuck. A lot of that Who Dares Wins was just trying to get people naked in like a Westfields.
Yeah, it was.
There's
always
that.
Squeeze these grapes with your feet and then get your mate to drink it. And they're like, all right, cunt's $50.
I've got a juicy pineapple. Like
Whitney with it. Like was he calling them pineapples?
I'm not sure. I might have added a bit of saisons on that one.
I think, he had some slang. He had some 50 slang.
Yeah, but was that 90s fucking slang though?
Pineapple, that's been around.
Did I tell you about that time? Have we spoken about that where I first met Mike Whitney?
Yeah.
Have we talked about that?
Yeah, you have.
This fucking son of a bitch.
He has met Mike Whitney and called him the wrong name.
I called him Mark Whitney and he was like, it's Mike, mate, get it right.
While he was asking him for an autograph.
It's like, that's when I stopped having I had an autograph book when I was like in primary school. I had like,
well, you know, friend of the show Luke Heggie stole his Who Dares Wins outfit.
Really?
From Channel 7.
How?
He just has it. He gave it, and like, I'm allowed
to
say
he used
to
work at a show on Channel 7.
He was like a PA or a runner or something.
Yeah.
But he nicked it or got it through legitimate. Now I'm thinking I remember the story.
Yeah.
He bought it legally. He bought it legally and then,
like the guy who owns Pemoy's head. Yeah. So, same thing. You know?
He's a sneaky boy, Mr. Heggie.
He's got a bit of rap bag about him.
Yeah, he comes across as a straight shooter when you first meet him and then, like, just give him an inch.
Yeah.
Watch him cycle.
Oh, he's got some big opinions on you.
Give him an inch and watch him egg it.
I fucked up the other day. He was doing another podcast, the Community Notice Board thing, and they were like, oh, give us some stories about Brisbane because Heggie's on. And I just started like writing in. I was like, hang on, I'm giving you fucking cunts material.
What's happened there is they've gone, do you want to do this writing? Luke's gone, absolutely not. Yeah. And then they've gone to you to write some Brisbane facts.
Because I was like looking at houses in the suburb he grew up in.
Mm.
And I went for a rental inspection there. It's like Chapel Hill. It's pretty nice. And I went to the house inspection there and there was just a dead dog on the front lawn. And I saw, it didn't look like a fresh dead dog. It was a dead dog nonetheless. Anyway, the lady comes out of the house and she's like, hey, you have an inspection.
Oh,
like,
don't mind him.
Yeah, no, she didn't clock. I go, there's a dead dog. And she goes, oh, it wasn't there before. I'm like, that doesn't make it better.
What do we do?
Yeah, I kept bringing it up too. I was like, are we gonna, what do we do? She like, I don't know, she got like pissy. Like I was trying to knock the price off something for like the dead dog.
Oh, yeah, you want a discount just because there's dead dogs in
rah,
the
rah, that's what's wrong with your generation. Yeah. Dead dog here, you want 20 bucks off, man.
Anyways, he mentioned a dead dog and, you know, rah, 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 he didn't take the house.
You know how it goes.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Rah, rah, rah. Bit of rah, rah. Anyway, what's going on with you, mate? You got any mug offs?
Mm. Oh, tell us about your heart.
What do you want? What do you want from me, man?
I
want
to know.
No, because like it's the thing. I don't talk about it too much.
Oh, it's
like,
private.
No, it's not private.
Well,
it's
now just, you have to tell us about it.
It's just like a, it's like a real like pissing contest. Like heart people are.
Oh, really?
They're like comics. Like just they cannot. Like you got to be.
Yeah. Because I don't know. I just went through a whole battery of tests on my heart.
Ooh, what you got?
Nothing. Said it's cool. Had everything. ECG.
Turns out it's just broken.
Yeah. Size of a pea butt.
Yeah.
That's the only issue.
I got like a, I got the pacemaker and defibrillator and shit installed in there. And I found out the other day I take like a heart medication that like, I take beta blockers, but I take a dosage that like's higher than what they give for like heart attacks and stuff. So like I'm running on like 40 beats per minute.
Really?
On average, just to keep it low. Because, like, my heart's really thick. It's a condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. It's boring.
No, man.
No, this is awesome.
It's really thick.
Did it shrink from when you tried to steal Christmas?
No, it's actually bigger.
That's a great joke. Like, I'm sorry. I'm happy to retire on that one. So,
it's far lap-like in nature. It's actually bigger and thicker. Real.
Did thin. Your heart fuck out when you lost weight, though? Like, because you had a fat boy's heart. And then you became smaller. They're like, mate, this is too thick.
Well, no, it was like the weight loss was actually like detrimental because I started moving my body.
Yeah, but the heart stayed fat, so it's all right.
Yeah, no, it's like a genetic thing. You know what I mean? Like, so like I, the whole thing is like the heart can't pump because the muscles are so thick. It can't keep up. So I was living in a sedentary state. Like I would run across the road and my ankles would hurt like that fat. I couldn't make it across one lane of traffic.
Can I ask a question? Because I would love, nothing would please me greater than to just give up like that and just get to the point.
It's a thrill ride, right?
Is it great? Like, because it does look fucking fun.
I think about it all the time. Like just going back to that. Like just not giving a fuck that hard. Like that was, I used to eat spaghetti water.
Oh.
After school, like that's when I was like at the pink.
Wait, what the fuck is spaghetti water?
Oh, I'll hit you with this bad boy.
Yeah, I didn't.
You take dried spaghetti, I just get a fucking handful of dried spaghetti, put it in like a cup of water, then I'd sit there and watch ABC Kids, and you take a spaghetti out, and it gets like soft on the outside but crunchy in the middle, and I just like nibble it away, and I do the whole thing. And then at the end of it, you're left with a cloudy glass of spaghetti water.
So gotta have that starch. That
exactly. I've never heard this in my life.
I just, don't reckon anyone else has ever done that.
A straight car.
How did you even think to do that?
I don't know. I was fat. I'm inventive.
Fuck.
I ate everything else. We got down to dry spaghetti. Like a fucking lasagna sandwich one time. I just didn't give a fuck.
Wow. I mean, a lasagna sandwich makes sense.
Yeah, I can see the math on that. You know?
That's essentially putting a sandwich in a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sans water.
The innovation.
Yeah.
You got to respect it.
Like, oh, yeah. Fat cunts will. You're like, man, you got to try them. Like, what? Why?
How long does it take to get the spaghetti water?
Oh, it's like it gets, you get that skin on the outside in like minutes. And
all right, I'm going to get some. You guys hang in here for a second. I'm going to get us some spaghetti water.
Oh, man. What? Are we going to actually drink it?
Oh, man.
I'm certainly not.
No.
Look, this isn't good. I just told you that. And I also told you I got a pacemaker. So
yeah.
One thing leads to another. Not saying they're directly connected, but
man, you know what's going to be so funny? Jerry's going to drink that spaghetti water and then pass out and piss his pants.
Yeah.
Jerry's got a condition where
his heart's just going to fuck
out. I did hear that. I did that once because there was some weed getting around in Brizzy that had opium in it.
And really?
Like, yeah, my girlfriend at the time was hitting it. And like Sam Bowden and shit, he's the one who brought it in. I don't know where he got it from, but the shit was laced with something.
Hell yeah.
My girlfriend was hitting it and she's like, oh, I can hear a baby crying. And she's like just tripping out. Like she's off the planet, scared, crying and shit. She's like, I don't know what to do. And I was also hitting it, but I was like having more. But I was like just sitting still in bed. And I was like, you are being a real weak bitch about this right now. I didn't say that, but I was like, you are being quite weak.
Yeah.
And then I went to go to the bathroom and I took like, it was like the five finger death punch from like Kill Bill. Like I took like five steps across the hall to go to the bathroom. I started to piss, blacked out, and then just pissed everywhere.
Oh, man.
And then she was like, I told you it was strong.
Yeah, now is the bit.
This isn't the time.
So just spaghetti and water.
Yeah, that's it.
Hell yeah, dude.
Memories.
I'll see you guys in Flavor Country.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to have a sip of that?
I forgot it's on camera.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll, for the Patreon listeners, I'm going to drink spaghetti water.
You guys really like kind of fucked up on that. You know, like podcasting is like the last bastion of blackface in entertainment, right?
Yeah.
It's the only
place. We've already done that. Oh,
we've done it. We tried and failed at it.
Yeah, we had a good red hot go at it.
Yeah. Do you know, are you familiar with the NBA 2K games?
Oh, vaguely.
But you know how like you can face scan yourself and like play a career out? It's like you. So then we were joking around like the way to get around doing blackface would be to like before you scan your face, you paint up, as Carrie Ann would say. Mm. And then you try and scan your face.
Black up.
You black up and then you try to scan your face and then like your skin is like white, but like you're walking around black like everywhere else. Like...
And you just walk around meeting up friends online, be like, hey. Because a guy got a durry into his scan. He had a cigarette in the side of his mouth.
Yeah, a guy had a blunt and just got it in.
Yeah.
Sick. That's what you need. Loopholes. Loopholes to keep playing.
But it didn't work. We tried like so hard.
I've got it. Yeah, I keep the encyclopedia of everyone who's done blackface in this country.
Fuck, that's a long fucking ledger you must have.
Yeah, it's quite a few.
You're from the fucking country, aren't you?
Yeah.
You'd know a few blokes out there.
Yeah, one of them became a cop recently. He showed
fuck
up.
Yeah, of course.
Like, it was just checking all the boxes.
This is shocking.
Yeah.
Man, what an expose. Fuck.
Someone needs to check on his missus.
Yeah.
Well, we just added Merrick to the fucking, the lot file. And then it's like, you know, people's like, you can really stun people by being like, oh, it's Zabansky. Has done it. Like she's like shucking and jiving too. It's not even just like
You know.
When's the amnesty over?
2009 is the cutoff. So that's the cutoff. Anything after
blackface after 2009, you're out.
Post Jackson Jive 5, Hey Hey Reunion, Harry Connick Jr.
Because
that's where the cutoff is. Because it's like I feel like this country never even. So that's where cancel amnesty. So it does more damage if Magda can't be like, hey man, I support Black Lives Matter too, and then everyone's just like, oh yeah, then what's this fucking photo of you in blackface? And it's like, well that's. You know, it's like
speaking on behalf of the whites, yes, we didn't know.
Exactly. Well, like, you know, like it's like you watch the Merrick one from like 2008 and it's like everyone is howling. And then it's like
he just got in under the line then.
Yeah, he just got in. And then it's even worse, like the one that Rosso does. Was I talking about this?
Yeah, that one's crazy. You show me that, it's crazy.
It's like they're doing like a Lethal Weapon kind of sketch and then Merrick's like Mel and then you never really see Rosso or Danny Glover character, so it's like you know it's coming. And then they pan and it's like he's not painted up, but he's got like the most horrifically racist kind of like
paper mache
mark. Like big white eyes, big pink lips, and he's just like, I'm too old for this shit. And it's like good lord, you're supposed to be the intellectual, like you love architecture. But yeah,
who do you think built the paper mache head, idiot?
Sculpting.
Fucking, man, he's but yeah, I think anything after 2009
you're out.
Is the cancel amnesty.
That's a good rule.
Yeah, I didn't know it was that hard of a line.
Yeah, it's well, it's just like, that's when we were all
like,
now I know what I'm going to do if we ever invent a time machine. Leave Hitler, 2008.
Yeah, man. Just get to the last.
Can't wait to go back to 2008 and be hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you go straight to the top of Australian show business.
Yeah. It's like they would have been making $1 million each on that show.
Oh, totally.
Back in 2008.
Yeah. You thought you could get a bit of paper mache mask for $1 million.
Yeah, that's true.
I've seen it. It's rough.
Yeah, I can pull out the photo. But
yeah. His heart's not in. I'll say that.
Yeah, you
speaking of hearts, you got any mug-offs,
mate? When can I start eating this shit?
Oh, you can get into it immediately. I don't think I ever had a start point on spaghetti. Meat and dry spaghetti. It's not a...
Do not eat that into the microphone.
I'm trying to get it al dente.
People want to listen to you eating fucking soggy spaghetti.
It's one bit of fucking spaghetti.
It's a bit of Foley
There's
work.
A whole fucking glass of it.
I'm going to drink the water. I'm not eating all the spaghetti. I just want to drink the water at the end.
Well, so you're not doing the whole
experience.
We'll
just leave it there and then take it all out at the end because it'll be enough. Maybe even give it a flip.
Okay, that's not a bad
Did
idea.
Did you used to flip
you
it?
Gotta, you got to flip. You get optimum coverage.
Oh,
that
my
way.
Lord. There's We're the same kind of loser. I love it.
I was like 12.
Jacob, what's your record for Uber Eats delivered or like in 24 hours?
I think it's on par with the amount of times I've jacked off in 24 hours. I think it's like a steady five.
So you've never ordered dessert from Uber Eats, you just have it at home after, huh? That's the jacking off, is the dessert.
You do that in between the dessert order.
Oh, I love that.
If I go get a burger from someplace, I don't do ice cream. Yeah. I'll get it from Cloud9 Gelato and I'll jack off in between.
That's great. Like a, you know that like show 24 is like actual time like that, but just someone going on a jerking off Uber Eats binge. Oh. So they're just sitting there for ages, jerking off.
I like to be dangerous about it. Order the food. You see the 6 minutes. You got to come before it gets there.
Yeah, man. You've got to have saved ones.
The clock in the yeah. corner.
You want to be opening the door and the guy goes, "You just jerk off." Oh, can you still see that, can you? Thanks, mate.
That'd be a good little soundboard thing. We could hit him with the
24.
The 24 sound effect.
I'll get it. Get it going.
I got a jerk off story.
Hell, oh, brother, okay. Please.
You're on the right pod.
That's what I wanted the show to be called, the jerk off.
Jerk off story?
Well, no, just the jerk off. with Cameron, Yaz, and Jerry.
No, I was talking about it the other day, like the first time I ever did it, and it's like a weird, like country. Oh, school, man. Catholic, just didn't really get around the whole...
There's a priest cheering you on in this.
None of that. I just didn't... They just skipped like the whole jerking off bit. So I sort of had to feel it out for myself. And that was just... First time I did it, right? The first time it went off, I was just holding my breath.
Wow.
And I thought that's just how you did it because no one told me otherwise. I couldn't talk to anyone about it.
We're looking at a future Carradine over here.
Dirty, shameful act. I was like, oh, that's how you do it. It's the best thing I've ever felt. So I was like, okay, I know now. So every day for like a month, I was just jacking off like 3:45 on the dot, jacking it. Jacking it, holding my breath. And then I would get like these crazy like migraines because of it. Like, because I wouldn't.
Is that how you ended up doing the belt around your neck thing?
Yeah. I wouldn't not like hold my breath. You know what I mean? Like, it was coming was more important. I parked down the shower like one time. My mom found me in the fucking shower. I hit my head on the way down. She's like, "What happened?" I was like, "I don't know. It was great though."
Just it seems very relaxed for a guy.
Completely fucked. But after I do it, I get this migraine and that'd like just clock me out for the rest of the day. I wouldn't eat dinner. I couldn't I'd just go to bed. My mum would bring in cold towels and put them on my head because she didn't know what was going on.
I have a fever. Yeah. Spaghetti water. Bring spaghetti water. I need spaghetti water.
It went on for so long. And like at week 3, 4, she was like really properly concerned. And she was like, this could be heat stroke. She actually gave me a talk. She's like, I'm kind of scared, Jacob. I don't know what's wrong. You might be like dying. We need to see a doctor. And I was like freaking out. I was like, am I dying from jacking off? Like, what the fuck?
I thought I'd just go blind.
I didn't know. I didn't stop. She kept taking me to the doctor.
Was this because you were doing like real long sessions or because you were doing several successive sessions?
Yeah,
couple. The latter. Yeah,
okay. Fair enough. Get that double hitter and never double drop.
Yeah, there's teenage boy hormones.
Yeah.
Huh?
She took me to a doctor though, and he surmised that maybe it might be worth checking for a brain tumor.
Really? So,
and you're playing possum this whole time.
I'm just quiet. I'm like, oh, maybe I do.
No, I reckon probably pay for the x-rays, Mum.
I got an MRI because I couldn't tell anyone I was jacking off. I got home after the MRI and I like...
This part of the brain is very horny.
I couldn't close the thing because my dick was too hard. I got home and it was so like I freaked out in the MRI machine and I was like, all right, I'm going to see what it's like jacking off without holding my breath. And it still worked. So I was like, oh, well, I've learned.
And then like, so your mom's just like, hey, those headaches just seem to have stopped, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much. We didn't address it, so... Yeah.
And then just onto the heart problems are caused.
Man, my first time was humping in like a pillow to Big Brother up late season 2.
Hell yeah.
Like, what the hell? Did I just pee? And then, yeah, just like it was a love affair ever since.
Sure.
Still do it today.
With Big Brother.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be. Well, I just joked off to the recent one, even though there's no like kind of sexiness.
Yeah. Just Gretel talking.
A nostalgia trip. You know, like Jacob probably still jerks off sometimes, holding his breath.
Sometimes my girlfriend just chokes me.
Nice, and, brother. You know, nice.
Incorporate it, you know?
Sure. I'm a mask guy, personally.
That's the thing I've learned. Like, looking back, is like, I was right. It's better.
Yeah, yes. Wow.
Okay, just be careful.
Little child prodigy.
Jonah, Catholicism is a lot to answer for weird. Oh, sex, yeah. Fucking brain. Yeah,
they invented the fetish.
Yeah,
I remember we had a Catholic teacher for one class or whatever. I think he was like business studies, but he had us for Christian living or some shit. And then we were like, can you jerk off? Someone asked. And he goes, no, absolutely. You go to hell.
Mm.
And then we eventually talked him all the way down to, he goes, look.
Wagering?
Like, yeah. He goes, look, if you're lying in the trench at war and you're thinking about your wife.
You're and conscripted.
And you're thinking about your wife and nothing else, then it's okay.
Wow. As long as your life is on the line.
Because we just kept going, but what about this? Like, what? And then he goes, it boiled all the way down to that. And he's
what
like,
if there's a small fire, sir?
So that, yeah, that guy can't jerk off unless it's like Saving Private Ryan's first scene.
Yeah, it says more about him than it did about us. Yeah. Fucking 20, 30-year-old boys.
Did he go to war, that car?
No.
Okay.
No.
Definitely.
Pacifist. Yeah.
That's they put the guilt in your heart. It's like that. Those first like few years of doing it, like you're spitting on your dick, but only half of it's for lube. Like,
yeah.
The rest is just dirty. Make me sick.
I had no idea you're such a creep.
I love it. Welcome to the couch.
Yeah. Sullying this beautiful home.
These guys are weirdos, but I'm a true pervert.
I thought my place in like Marrickville was like nice, and then I keep going into other people's homes. I'm like, do I live in a dump?
Yeah, man.
No,
nah,
brother, we'll take you to my house, the ski lodge.
Ski lodge.
I just moved out of such a. Like, I was living in a one-bedroom place that was, like, literally sinking into the earth before I moved. So, this place is, like, got, like...
In Sydney, originally.
No, in Brizzy.
Oh, in Brisbane.
Yeah, it was, like, literally sinking. They tried to sting me on the fucking bond refund, too. Those dogs. Like, the most... real estate agents, you got the fucking education of a hairdresser and the personality of a lawyer combined. It's the worst human. Just, they tried to... The house is sinking, right?
Yeah,
collapsing.
Yeah.
One of the doors... Like, the door frame warped to such a degree that you couldn't open it anymore. The handyman came around and he's like, it's a wall now. Like, great. Just can't use our door.
So, yeah, it's a structural wall. Like, it's a load-bearing wall, so we can't...
Hectic. Like, gaps in the bricks like this and shit.
They are slimy. I never trust anyone in a Tarakash suit.
Yeah.
And that's a rule I have.
I cleaned that thing top to bottom, and then they called me from Sydney, because I'd moved here, like, immediately after. They were like, there's a little bit of dust under the oven. So we're going to take that out of the bond. I was like, it's sinking.
Fuck.
No better.
They have to knock the whole house down.
Yeah, this whole place is going under. Like,
no better feeling than one of the guys that bullied me in high school sending me an invite to his business on Facebook, Century 21, fucking real estate, him and the gold blazer. I'm like, I won, cunt. I won. You suck shit.
Yeah,
now.
I've got an apprentice. I'm looking at an apprenticeship in my 30s.
Yeah.
I beat you, cunt. Yeah, you both wear name tags to work.
I don't wear a name tag.
Yeah, but you wear high-vis. It's essentially the same thing.
It's nowhere near.
It's the same thing.
I don't even wear high-vis if I don't want to, but I choose to. I don't want the trucks to hit me.
Seeing you working your job made me quit my job. Which you did a really inspiring thing where you posted up a festival promo and you were like, please help me sell tickets or I'm going to kill myself at this job.
And that was like, when I was getting the elevator down.
I think so, yeah.
And the tunnel, yeah.
I was like, that. I feel that. And then I quit.
I did quit that job eventually. Thank you, WestConnex. Brought to you. Yeah, we should get this fucking pod should be sponsored by the hours of my life they took. Cunts.
When you had to fucking piss and eat in the same area?
Yeah.
Underground.
Well, that was laziness mostly, but yeah. Well, I had it my way.
Everyone else is eating up on fucking ground level. You're like, no, I'm going to stay here in the piss corner. Just stay here in the piss corner and eat me sayos.
I was like, oh boy. Finally, I was like, when we get underground, we can just piss and eat, right? We don't have to, no sky rules down here.
Oh man, you really are a goblin. I'm just living in a cave.
It's crazy that you actually eat underground and you call me a cave troll.
Well, that's just his insecurity projecting. Quick, if I call someone a cave troll first, they won't even look at me. They won't even suspect me of my
deflect. Yeah. Same with me calling you fat, you know? I've had a rough week on Uber Eats. You're going to cop it, Cameron.
Aw, oh, man. Doug, you're looking great, dude.
Yeah, thanks, he does. Man. He does look. He's looking sharp.
It's a haircut.
Yeah. What about me, guys? How am I looking?
Oof, pretty good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Pretty good. Any more mug-offs, Jeff?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You got so many.
Oh, I've been disrespected my entire life.
Yeah.
It's been terrible. I got fucking disrespected buying this. I was going to a party.
I'm also checking on the spaghetti water before we get into this. You just drink it, do you?
No, well, you got to eat the spaghetti. It's a whole process.
Kind of take, kind of fucking drink
you're
it.
Not going to appreciate the flavor.
Save it for the very
I don't want to be cheap. He won't.
You're not, go on, take a you're not going to enjoy it unless you're watching Hey Arnold at the same time.
I just put Hey Arnold.
Spaghetti water is between ABC News and Simpsons theme song. Like that's fucking.
Oh, shut down. Oh, you mean the nanny?
Yeah. Fuck, to the 15 cunts that get these references, they must be having the best time. Oh,
man. I'd love to be working on the job site with them.
Yeah. So that's a whole part of my brain just dedicated to a TV timetable that doesn't exist anymore.
Man, me fucking too.
I know it off by heart.
So I guess I got to learn how to read a clock now.
I used to be able to tell the seasons by when like the Golden Child was appearing on Channel 10 again. the Coming to America, Golden Child. And then
autumn.
It was like, movie cycle.
Yeah, man. Fuck, there's some red hot movies coming out on Channel 10.
Mm.
The Adam Sandler double. It's like, oh, man.
Yeah, you knew.
Oh, the Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, back to back.
King.
They do they run out of shit to do, so they just play every James Bond movie.
Oh man, the Adam Sandler back to back. That's like paying for Super Bowl fucking ad space.
Yeah, yeah.
Like everyone's glued to the telly.
Mm.
Get the fucking Yoho Diablo ads out, boys. We got the target market watching.
Oh man,
this jacket though. I went to a party and I was chilly on the way. Didn't have a jacket, and I went into that. It's Maple something in Newtown.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's nice. Very
it's a
nice.
Fine store.
Yeah, I went in. And
for
I
our listeners at home, it's a trash jacket. Keep going.
Yeah. But either
it's good
way,
to walk in there and buy the ugliest thing in the rack.
It's the cheapest. But I picked it up and I went to
I imagine you didn't even have to walk into the shop. They had that on the rack out the front.
Yeah. Fuck you, Duggan. That was so cuttingly accurate. It was. I just needed a coat. That's all it was.
And it was 40% off Volcom, and you saw it.
75% if we're going to get down to it. I didn't know that, though. I just picked it up because it was like, as is, cheap enough. And then I went to ask for like a change room, and the chick was like, do you know how much that is? And I was like, why? Do I look like a poor piece of shit? Like, what do you mean? Like, I got fucking spicy with her. I was like, what do you mean? Do you think I can't afford it? Fired up, and they're like, people were looking.
Yeah.
Like, I got real angry holding this jacket. And then she's like, no, because it's 75% off. I was like, oh, I've blown this out of proportion. I got way too defensive.
You came in with that Jerry neck, just all tense.
I think, like,
Steve from Urbis, but some guy walks in off the street, he's eating wet spaghetti out of his pockets. Like, she's not going to fucking think this guy's a millionaire.
Yeah, you're not even buying a jacket. You're buying pockets.
Water in this one, spaghetti in this one.
Yeah, I bought it too. And then like later on, I think it was just like this thing was attracting trouble. Maybe that's why she addressed it. Because like I think like the collar just smelled like a shit for about a week. Two washes. Just a fucking turd collar.
How like was it well received the wet like at the party?
Everyone liked it, but like no one could smell. Like it was it's one of those things where it's like just haunting you that like
just that everyone's walking around the party going like has someone shit their shoulders in here?
You never forget anyone that like stinks like shit.
It's one of my biggest fears is for people to think that like it can happen, like you know, you've been at fucking work or you know, fucking jerking off behind a sports shed or whatever, and people are like, this cunt stinks. But if they consistently know you, like, we've all know these people, but like a green room, there's cunts that will clear a green room just because they smell so bad.
The worst is because I remember being on one of those tours with someone whose breath was insanely bad.
Yeah.
And now I brush my teeth like five times a day.
I'm
literally
super paranoid about that.
That's like my greatest fear. I have mints, I have fucking mouthwash, floss, everything. I always have
mints.
Mints, everything. Oh, no. Mints, not mints.
Well, my ears perked up.
He's talking about my
favourite fucking red me pockets, hey, mate.
He's got a red rocket. Look at him.
You must get so hard looking at like a steak tartare.
Oh, man. I've got
it's raw mints.
Someone else has got to make the mints at work. I can't do it.
Oh, man. Like, we're going to bleep this name out, but like, fuck. Skinner! Really clear a fucking green room.
Right? What the fuck?
Has he not even heard about
this? Well, things are bleeping shit out, but like, because they say... So how the fuck does she put up with it? Can you imagine?
It's so good. Oh, when, yeah. It's so good when people like just bring someone up and you're like, yeah, they do fucking stink. Like, yes. That felt really cathartic.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I've never spoken about that with anybody.
Oh, man. It was...
That's always like a private thing. Like, am I the only one who can fucking smell this?
Oh, yeah. You're most certainly not.
A buddy of mine did a run of shows with them. And they started just leaving deodorant cans. You probably know who it was. But yeah. And they just started leaving them out. Like, being like, hey, this is here if anyone wants to use it.
Fuck.
Never clocked it.
When I was working at a comedy club and he did a week there, and it was like, it was the talk of the town. But like, everyone was just like...
That is... I would fucking hate... Like, say what you will about me, but I'm hygienic.
Yeah, you don't stink.
Yeah.
You look like you would, for sure.
I absolutely... Yeah. Like, yeah. Which is why I'm more paranoid about...
In high school, it got me early. Like, I think you need this moment because there are people who go through their whole life not getting told they stink. But then, grade 8 art class, I was having a good time with my friends. And this girl, like, just leaned over and she goes, Jacob, you smell like BO. And I just went outside and, like, just drenched myself in fucking deodorant and shit.
Smelling like Lynx Africa.
Oh, absolutely. But
which is way worse.
Way worse. But, like, I was like, all right, stinky's not good. Yeah. But, like... Mm. I used to, at the Woolies I used to work at, there was a guy in his 50s, he'd come in, he looked like he did dust baths, like living like a fucking chinchilla, dude. Like, he's just a dirty, dirty man. And it's just like, and no one has told him. Like,
yeah.
Fucking hell, chinchilla coming.
I like to think those guys that have just spent their whole lives stinking, when someone finally tells them, they're like, what's up with old fucking sensey nose over here?
Fuck. Is anything even going on with you boys?
Huh?
I don't know. Is anything going on with your life, mate?
This feels like a fucking setup.
Not at all. I'm just, just doing a run around, seeing if everyone, just checking in, just touching base.
I'm fine.
I remember this funny story from high school the other day. So I didn't go to school with him, but like my mates went to school with this guy and he was a real fucking loose unit. Like, he just used to do the dumbest shit and then he'd get in trouble for it and he'd be like, oh yeah, fucking of course you're picking on me. Like, he used to work at this fucking... like moving cars onto like trucks and stuff, like, like shipping cars internationally or something, I guess. But he'd post photos on Facebook of him like driving these real expensive cars and then talk about how he's like fanging around in the yard in these cars. And then so this has gone on for ages. And then one post he put, oh yeah, I get fired for scratching one car. It's like, yeah, cunt, it's a Ferrari and you've been fucking hoot. It can't, well, you think they can't hear you slapping around a fucking yard in a Lambo? But he did this thing, his parents went away, so naturally he had a house party. Cunt's gotten pissed. He's in his own yard doing burnouts in the yard. Like, this is suburban Brisbane. You can't do that. He's torn up the whole fucking yard.
Good Lord.
No, but it's also, I respect that because it's like doing a crime and hiding on the roof of the police station. You know, like that. It's your yard. Of course, they're never going to think you did it.
Okay, so his parents immediately knew that he did it.
Sounds like he might have a history of this.
So he got it. What the fuck have you done to the fucking yard, Tim? You've ruined the whole thing. Like, we can't, that's not just going to grow back. And he's like, oh, fucking stop being a bitch, mum. I was just aerating the lawn. Cunt's like aerating his rubber on it.
As a landscaper by day, that is not how you aerate a lawn. I'm not buying that. Yeah. I'm sorry, Tim.
Yeah, you're not squishing it.
I've never shown up and been like, all right, reel the car out the back. We've got to fucking aerate this lawn.
Sorry, how do you aerate that without redlining in your Commodore?
Fuck. I remember being at a house party in the country once. Someone just found out this house had been recently sold. I didn't know this. We showed up there, pretty chill party to begin with. It still had power and stuff on. And then people just started smashing shit.
I love it when it kicks off.
And then the walls, and then someone like threw the fucking, they got like four of them, grabbed the cooker out of the kitchen, just threw it in the pool and shit. And then just smashed the fuck out of the whole house.
Whose house was it?
That, I don't know. I was just at, because out there, you just get a text going, there's a party at this address on the Nokia. Yep. And then you just get in a car and fucking go.
And fuck, like, that's red hot.
But yeah, they just destroyed the whole fucking house. Some person showed up there, the house they just bought. Wrecked.
We went to some house party in high school for this girl named Ashley, and her mum just let us go fucking nuts. I accidentally fell through the wall. Because I was fat. And
you were a big boy.
It had termites in it. They didn't know.
Said, like, falling. Oh, so you kind of helped.
Well, that's what she said. But then everyone else thought we were trashing the place. So they just started ripping shit apart. They're like, oh, Lingard kicked it off. Let's kick in the fucking cabinets.
Guys, what are you doing? Well, Lingard fucking started.
Yeah, we're also checking for termites.
Oh, man. Did you stink when you were really fat?
I don't think so, no. I was real paranoid.
Yeah, wow. Because I remember I have a friend who's quite fat and he was saying he's got to be so careful.
Yeah,
I mean... He's like, everyone just assumes I stink
all
the time.
Well, you sweat up like oil. Yeah. You know, like when you're past a certain body fat percentage, you just start excreting grease.
Yeah.
It's fucking gross.
Man. Just walk it's around a, looking
a,
slippery.
There's a thickness to it. Like
viscous.
Yeah. Kind of. Scrape it off.
That's so funny because, like, I kind of get that. Like, you know, with my diet, it's like it is. Mm. It just sticks. Like it.
Maybe that's why you're fine. Your pores are bigger.
Maybe that's true.
All the grease is coming
out. I wake up in like a cold sweat every morning.
Oh,
is
yeah.
That,
me
is that normal?
I mean, it's not normal, but I'd do it.
Oh, yeah, sweet. So we're in the same boat.
Yeah.
Jerry, does that happen to you?
No.
Jacob?
I wake up surrounded by people I love and two cats.
Yeah, must I be wish nice. I could say the same, mate. I'm alone with two cats that fucking bully me. And I still sweat.
My girlfriend's like a crazy... She went for a sleep study this week because she sleeps like a fucking idiot. Like, just... She can't do it. Like, it's like... It's a fundamental human behavior, and for some reason, her body will just not let her sleep correctly. She, like... She wakes up in the middle of the night and, like, starts, like, counting in her sleep and shit, or, like, talking, or... I was in the lounge room just playing video games the other night, and I could hear her like laughing, like just laughing. She's hit me twice.
Man.
Like,
sick.
Full on, like fucking socked me in the eye. Jesus. First time accidental, that was early days. Second time she did it, she started laughing.
So I was sleeping.
Yeah. What are you dreaming about?
I don't know. It's wild. It's just such a, like, it's something you just, like, everyone can do it.
Yeah.
She's like, there's something.
Man, I had
something's going awry.
I've accidentally done that before, like sleeping next to someone, or I've been on the other side of the bed to what I normally sleep on. Alarm's gone off for work in the morning, and then immediately just like...
Jabbed him in the eye.
What, just straight in the back. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. But it's a terrifying way to wake up.
Oh, yeah, it's
straight in the spine.
Man, yeah, one girl was just like... I like woke up and she was just like, just staring at me, just being like, you know, you sweated on me all last night.
Whoa.
Sweated?
Yeah. I was like, man, I don't know what I'm doing out here, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a nervous guy.
Yeah, I'm a pretty active sleeper.
I think anything you do during REM is like, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's like the 2009
yep,
sleep.
That's,
you know what I mean?
That's your day for action.
Anything you do. In
every nap is 2009.
Yeah. Yep. Anything, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say it's the roaring 2008s.
Yeah.
During REM. It looks like you're getting away with anything.
We got a few reviews to read, if that's cool, if you don't mind indulging us, Jacob. I hate to kill your time.
Jerry, we got a couple of reviews.
Thank you. That's not very nice.
You some reviews, Jerry?
Yeah, so the first one, Infinite Lols, 5 stars by Ice Cream Laser Town, PHP. I don't know what that means. Mm. I fell off the gym treadmill laughing and lived to write this review. Keep up the lols.
Oh. Fuck yeah.
God, thanks, mate. Mm. Appreciate that. Next lion. One. Love It, 5 stars by Christian W. Gong / Townsville. They're not even close.
Yeah.
He's repping two towns.
I kind of like that, north and south. But what happens when it comes origin time, mate?
Yeah.
Who are you repping,
same
man?
State.
Yeah. Let
what,
us
Wollongong?
Was it Wollongong?
W. Gong's Wollongong, yeah.
Oh, totally. Yeah, right. Hmm.
Perfect way to start the week, lads. Big fan. Keep mugging. Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love that very much.
I love it when they use it as a verb.
Yeah. Zoo Magazine review. Piss Funny, 5 stars by H. Handley. Howdy, fellas. Thanks for brightening up my day and making me look like a psychopath laughing my ass off on the train. Keep it belting.
That's sick.
And one more. I know it's been a few today, but we appreciate it. Thanks so much for writing the reviews.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Please keep them
coming. I love getting them. It's very, very nice. Last one from Dong Wax. My favorite.
Dong Wax.
Okay. I feel like I've been had on this one already. Dong Wax. Australia's version
this
of...
This has got Mud Crab Judge written all over it.
Australia's version of C Star M Town, just as autistic, but with more POCs.
Oh,
I don't even mean. What does that mean?
I think it's about cum town.
Oh, yeah.
Just, I've never heard it.
And POC means people of colour.
Yeah, that's me. And Duggan.
And I'm keeping it pure, baby.
Yeah. You often say that. It's weird.
You got any mug offs to take us out, Jacob?
Yeah, come on, Jacob. Give us a laugh, would you, mate?
Oh, my God. Pressure.
Don't get his heart pumping.
I'll drink the spaghetti water while you think.
Give you let us know how this goes.
A little sip of that. Yeah. A little sip of memory lane.
That is gross.
What's it taste like?
Fucking awful. You want some?
I didn't promise you flavor country, did I? Okay, it's not a...
Oh, not good.
Jacob, that's not good.
We'll give it a stir. You've let the sediment rest at the bottom.
Defend this. Yeah. Do you want some Dougie?
Absolutely not.
I don't know if this counts as a mugger. Back on the farm, I fucked a dude's life up. Not me intentionally, but like...
This absolutely counts as a mugger. I can tell you already.
We really fucked this guy's life up, right? So like we had like horses and shit. Just a lot of dead animals in my childhood.
Yeah.
That's just the nature
of farm. Same. I grew up in the country, yeah. On a farm as well.
It's such a...
How many dogs are you buried?
Oh, dude.
It's fucked.
Dude, one time I tried to bury my dog because it got bit by a snake. So I had to dig the dog's grave.
I had to do that.
Yeah, but then it like woke up. Like while I was digging the grave, crying, my dog like ran past me because like I didn't get enough venom in its system or something. Just kind of like knocked it out. I don't know. I don't know nothing about it, but I hit a natural spring while I was digging.
How long did you wait before you started digging the grave? Like the dog's just having a lay down. You're like, you're fucking, you are going under.
Thought so, yeah. It's wild. So we had like horses and shit, and I had a really old horse. My first horse is called Gumby. It's just this old white horse, whatever.
Yeah. Well,
we were all having a barbecue one day, and like my stepdad was like really trying to like ingratiate himself into the family. So like he moved in and then he just started spending bulk on like all the farm gear. You know, he redid like all the fences and shit.
Sick.
Like just really, really wanted to be the farmer dude.
Mm.
So he replaced like all the fences and like everything in the
place. Stepdaddy Warbox.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, he threw some cash down. It was nice. And then one day we were having a barbecue up in like the house and you could see down the paddock. And my horse, Gumby, like the white one, is like on the fence line that he just like replaced. It's just standing there. And you saw like the horse just kind of like dip a little. I was like, oh, what's that about? What's he doing? Is he going to lay down? And then we watched and he just like stiffened up and then just died.
Oof.
On the fence. I tore the whole fucking thing down. And then we had to get like my stepdad's just swearing up. It's like the fucking kind of a thing and whatever. So we get a tractor and from the neighbors and we drag the horse to like a location, but we don't have anything to like.
I'm having PTSD. I've done this, all this shit.
We didn't have like a digger or anything. Big job.
What are you talking about? Stepson right here.
Well, that's it. We didn't have like anything to dig a hole necessarily, you know?
Yep.
So we just sort of dug a bit, put the horse there and then just got a bunch of soil dumped on it and just created like what was just a massive fucking mound of soil, right? That's fine.
Has it gone down since though? Like,
oh, I couldn't tell you. The place got sold to a quarry. It's probably mined by now. Anyway, on the back of that, we went away on a holiday, you know, on fuck it, celebrate.
Yeah.
Don't have to feed that horse anymore. Let's splash some cash. Went away on a holiday and we let this dude named Paul, just like an inner city dude who would like go past on the way to work and shit. He was taking care of like all the animals. This dude was so fucking excited to just, again, live that like farm life, like taking care of the animals, have fun. Nicest dude as well, like a real fucking sweetheart of a man. And my dog that I was talking about before was so dumb. They'd like go out on like traffic and shit. Like, there's just no way we could leave it with him. So we created a run up the property. It's like a steel run, like a piece of steel wire hooked to a tree near the house. And that goes to the end of the property. So it can like run everywhere. Just can't get out on the road or like leave the property. And it would like run up and down it all day. And at the end of it, this tree was like kind of like curved up. So it would run up the tree. And it was like kind of like a fun thing. Like, oh, look, Banjo's up the tree.
Oh, no.
Run back down. Anyway, we went away on holidays. Paul's looking after the place. Banjo's up to his old tricks, but while he's away, he slips, hangs himself. And Paul comes and finds a dog.
Just lynched.
Doing a carotene, just dead.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he finds that, and he is mortified. He calls us while we're in, like, a hotel and stuff, and he's like, oh, my God, the dog fucking killed itself.
Like his farming got to him.
Yeah. Like, he's, like, nearly crying. He's so upset about it. He's like, I'm so sorry. There's nothing I could do. Like, you know, it didn't show any signs. Like, there was no notes.
Hey,
like,
you gotta talk to your friends. Oh, speak up.
Good Lord.
Anyway, we're like, okay, well, that's unfortunate, but, you know, just bury it. Like, that's the least you could. That, yeah. You know.
If you want to help us out here.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Take it down. So he went, like, the whole nine yards. He felt so bad. He went, like, to his home workshop and made, like, a 6-foot white cross, wrote banjo on it, and, like, shit. Really, like, nice job. And then he went down to bury the dog in what he assumed was just a mound of fresh soil.
Oh, no.
Like, two shovels in, just hit horse.
What a nightmare for this man.
Oh, it's just awful. Trying to create the first horse dog turducken.
Man, when you started that story and you said there was just a huge pile, I thought you were going to say you came back and a dude had, like, made it a ramp, like, and he was jumping. Like, immediately in my head, I was like, please tell me he was jumping dirt bikes.
He flipped that horse.
The fox gear's coming out. I know the fox gear's coming out any second now.
Please tell me you let a jet pilot look after.
And the crusty demons flipped him.
That
was great.
Mortifying.
Yeah, that dude was real upset.
How many blokes do you reckon have dug a hole and hit horse?
I've never done it. I've been digging most of my life. Figuratively and, like, at work.
You got to know the area, you know.
Exactly. Dial before you dig. Is there a dead horse in here? Or a pipe or something?
Yeah. Maybe you hit a cable or an equine.
Mate, the only dead horse I'm interested in goes on a 4-20. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it's a dead horse. Hey, thanks so much for coming, Jacob.
Thanks,
appreciate
fellas.
It. If you like the show, like and subscribe on iTunes.
Well, you got anything you want to plug?
Oh, yeah, you got anything you want to plug?
Oh, no, dude, just hit up my Instagram. It's Jacob Lingard with 3 D's on the end.
Yeah.
For any kind of graphic design work.
Yeah, you want a logo or you just want to have a
shit,
chat.
Maybe I'll get you to do this week's one.
We've been talking about that. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. As soon as I can figure out someone who can... Yeah. I mean, probably not. I don't know. Fuck, whatever, dude. It's really true.
Maybe a little business opportunity for you, mate.
Oh, make the dicks bigger, Lingard. Fuck.
Yeah. Fuck. I did look after some junk for a Patreon one. So, like, again, if anyone's looking for their Patreon fucking artwork, email the Patreon page.
Yeah, email that and we'll get Yaz to cook you up something nice.
We just need a reference picture and then a photo of your head.
Yep.
Thanks so much for coming in, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, like and subscribe on iTunes. Listen on Spotify. Follow us at MugOff69 on Instagram.
Sign up for the Patreon.
Yeah, I think we've been doing some of our best work over there.
Oh,
yeah. Watch the feed on SBS.
Oh, yeah, this will be out. And then that's Tuesday. Oh, you got to watch it on Tuesday.
Yeah, but this won't be out by then.
This will be out by then.
Are we putting this out? Oh, yeah, that'll be tomorrow night.
Have to watch the feed Tuesday night at...
10?
10.
I think it is, or 10:30. It's a late show.
Yeah, you have to see it. Yaz doing a big thing.
Making my TV debut again. Ooh. On SBS this time.
Yeah.
And it's thanks not so NITV.
Thanks so much for listening. We'll catch you next week. Bye.
Baby.